There are a few reasons for the decline. Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture Director Jim Mintert tells the Red River Farm Network farmers are concerned about farm income this year.
Think about comparing 2022 to 2021. I think people are telling us unequivocally they expect to be looking at a lower income level in 2022 than what they saw in 2021. And then when you start thinking about why that is, commodity prices look pretty strong, especially for fall harvested crops like soybeans and corn and wheat as well. The real driving concern, I think, for most producers is cost of production. Prices of inputs have skyrocketed. I think 57% of the people in the survey said they expected to see the overall index of input prices to rise by 20% or more. And I think a little over 30% of the people in the survey said they expected to see input prices rise by 30% or more. That's unprecedented if you look at the history of the USDA input price data.
Farmers are also concerned about input availability. The January survey asked farmers how difficult it's been to secure their needs for the upcoming season. 20% of those survey respondents indicate they're having difficulties getting all kinds of inputs.
People that are having difficulty said it might be fertilizer, it could be herbicides, it could be insecticides, it could be farm machinery parts. So the supply chain difficulties are weighing on people's minds. And I guess if you think about it overall, with respect to the decline in sentiment we're seeing, I think a tremendous amount of that is really reflecting, one, the expectation for lower incomes in 22 versus 21, and then secondly, just this tremendous amount of uncertainty that we have. We're used to seeing uncertainty on the output price side. We're really not used to this kind of uncertainty on the input side.
Mintert thinks it will take a while for supply chain issues to unwind.
The folks that are telling us they're having trouble, some of them are going to get what they want, but I think a lot of folks are going to wind up going with plan B, meaning they're going to wind up finding a way to get the crop in the ground, but they're probably not going to get exactly what they wanted or what they would have normally planned to purchase to put the crop in the ground this year.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.